Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Without you.
Radio Live. Akina J.
What's going on, everybody?
You're inside the Friday Night Cypher with CeeLo live out of Charlotte. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time.
Good afternoon.
How do you do?
In the morning time. I'm good. How are you?
Tired. Really, really tired. I want to lay down.
You had a long week. And,
Yes.
Again, condolences to your friend who you laid to rest today.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, and it was a beautiful service. It was at a church and not a funeral home. It was really nice. It was pretty much, you know, a sermon. He preached a sermon. Really nice.
Wow.
Yeah, and the cemetery was beautiful too. And you know what I didn't know? And I mean, I haven't been to a funeral in a while. Was that they don't drop them down in the ground in front of you anymore. They wait till you leave. The last funeral
yeah.
I went to.
When was the last time you went to a funeral?
Look, I'm telling you, the last funeral I went to was a high school friend of mine died in high school in a car accident. And that's the last funeral I went to, but I didn't go. I don't remember going to the cemetery. If I did, I don't remember. I just remember the church being like really hot, and it's like it felt like a really heavy spirit in there, like, and everybody could feel it. It was really crazy. But that was the last funeral I went to. Right. So that was about 17 years ago. And I don't go to them usually. You know
we
what I'm saying?
Encourage you to go to funerals too often, but that process changed maybe about 15 years ago. All the way live from Chesapeake, VA. Give it up for Domare.
All right. And Bony Nachos to you. They're going to turn. You had to put on spots right there.
Well, I mean, no. The good thing is, she hasn't had to. Well, I'm not saying she hasn't had to, but she just hasn't attended a funeral. But
I have been given the opportunity to, and have chosen not to.
Exactly.
No, I get it. You know.
All the way live from Newark this Friday night. Give it up for Toya. Domare's already here.
Oh my, yes. No Domare this time. Hello, how are y'all doing this evening? Please do not get me confused with that one.
Oh yeah. Where you at tonight, Toya? Where you at tonight?
I'm in Chesapeake, Virginia, and we're live with Domare.
Oh, okay.
With that
hey, welcome
one.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Hey, CeeLo.
Yeah, she's that one because you just pointed to her. Welcome to the show again. My condolences are to you, my friend. By no means are we trying to make any fun of a tragic situation. But I'm glad it was a good service. CeeLo was sharing that she didn't realize that they no longer lowered coffins down in the ground while people are still at the gravesite. They changed that process quite some time ago.
Yeah, they were saying because of people throwing themselves into the grave.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was like, well, you know, I remember, like, people throwing themselves in the casket. And I've seen that so many times. I went to a lot of funerals as a child. Now, and so that's why, you know, I chose not to too much as an adult. But, like, people would really throw themselves, like, feet dangling, kicking and everything in the casket. Yeah, and, that's not a cute sight at all.
Yeah.
That and take me with you and yeah. You know what I'm saying? But you know what? I want to share this with y'all. This was the first time I ever touched a person.
Touched a corpse?
Yeah. I mean, like
not
in
a
cash.
A corpse, right?
Right. And I kissed her on her forehead. I had never done that ever.
That's love.
Like that. Right, but you know what? I didn't even feel weird about it, like, at all. Like, yeah.
Well, that was your goodbye. So then
yeah.
That's good.
But I felt it's crazy because it's like it, I felt more calm after I did it. It's really, yeah.
Well, folks, you are inside a Friday Night Cypher this Memorial Day weekend. We encourage you all to not drink and drive. Be safe out there. We want you back on Sunday with us at 7 p.m. And you can't be back with us if you're not safe. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I got somebody special on the line.
Somebody special's on the line?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
If you can take yourself off mute and just say hi. You don't have to talk much, just say hi.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Samara, and I'm CeeLo's daughter.
Ah. That's
hi.
A very special guest tonight. That's what's good. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hello. I don't know what else to say.
You don't know what else to say? Well, you know what? If you hang out with us, you're going to find something to say. Hey, folks, you are inside the Friday Night Cypher. Thanks for rocking with us. It's Friday, May 27th, 2011. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Hey, be safe out there, for real. Hey, tonight inside the Cypher, we recap the week in news and entertainment. Hit us up, 917-893-926 to listen or participate. Hey, speaking of no, I'm not going to say that.
What?
Case closed. I was going to say, speaking of closing the casket, but might have been inappropriate. But I've said it already. Case closed. Mariah Carey, I'm not sure, and CeeLo, I hope you didn't report on this and I didn't hear it. I don't think that's the case, though. Hey, the L.A. County Department of Children and Family Services closed the case on Mariah Carey. Would you all believe that an anonymous phone call launched an investigation by DCFS complaining that Mariah Carey was drinking a Guinness beer while breastfeeding? Now, this is the deal. Mariah was informed by a hospital staffer to drink dark beer to assist her in lactating. Mariah informed social service workers that she simply followed the hospital staffer's advice to drink the Guinness.
Wow.
Have you ever heard of that before? I don't know anything. Tell me this. I think I know what lactating is. That's when breast milk comes out of the breast, right?
You're right.
Well, why would she think that beer would help? Because the beer is going to come out in the breast milk.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the
that's
type
what
of
launched
beer.
The investigation. They thought it was child abuse to the twins.
Yeah, it would be.
Come on, I know people whose doctors let them smoke weed through 9 months of pregnancy and breastfeed. I know people who are functioning.
Yo, that's not a
I don't
cool
know
doctor.
Them. I've heard it.
That's
no,
not
it's
a cool
not.
Doctor.
But at the same time, the social services isn't called. I'm like, wow. Are you serious?
Yeah, real serious. Hey, we're going to keep it moving. 917-889-3926. The Friday Night Cypher Entertainment and National News. We'll be right back.
Kush on track.
Purchase your tracks today.
We can take flight, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let's take flight. I can give you what you want, it's so what you need. So pump up, take flight, baby, ride with a G. Take flight, what a nigga, take flight, what a nigga, take flight, what a nigga, baby, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let's take flight.
Okay, you can get my number and call me when you're lonely. Got a boyfriend, I can be your homie. Lo of a friend. See, all I do is win. Just say you wanna fly, well, baby, come on in. And we gon' take flight, blast off. Close your eyes, open up and see a place you never saw. And if you like that ice, I'll buy you diamonds with no flaw. And once I put that dick up on you, girl, I bet you can't roll. Now tell me what's so fancy. I know what you want your man to be. Niggas don't man, I look at me. FEDs around me. I'm still a G, and that's the show. I got some cash that I make some more. I pick Jordy up and away we go. Roger that, info.
Baby, if you wanna talk, we can take that.
Nobody know about. Get away so we can beat this one and two. That you and me. You go to work. I'm in the Navy. No babies. We were three. Love is what I witnessed. When we kiss and move my spirit. I'm so serious. Pay a visit. End up giving you the fitness. Know you heard the lies. Yes, I'm even claim to witness how I'm fucking up their heart. They say I'm playing with their fitness. Red bone, that's it too. Blessed attitude, what I'm into. Nice dance with a pretty face. Good talk game and men too. Ain't scared to do the other things them other girls ain't used to. I had to do this for all my ladies, so this song for all of you.
Baby, if you wanna smoke, we can taste like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let's taste like. I can give you what you want, so what you need. So pump down the taste like.
Thanks for joining us this Friday night cypher about 10:18 here on the East Coast this Memorial Day weekend. What you guys got planned?
Hey, me, I'm straight chilling.
I'm
don't call me. Don't ask me to go nowhere. Yo, I mean, just stay away. R&R. Yo, I'm tired for real. I don't want to cook out with you. I don't want no hot dogs and hamburgers. You know, I'm straight up. And I got invited out on a boat, you know, tomorrow. And I'm like, I don't want to go on a boat with you. You know,
oh, wow.
You don't understand.
And you,
yo,
and
I
you
love
called
water.
Me the cranky old grandma. You sounded like cranky old pop-pop.
Nah, you know what? I have what folks really don't realize. I've truly been going through like a transformation over these last 9 months. The things I used to do, hey, I don't do no more. And the people I used to do them with, You know? I mean, so I'm trying to balance it out. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do what I'm supposed to do and live at the same time. I'm going to tell you what I realized looking at it in retrospect, though. I had spread myself so thin. That's why I was always frustrated, you know, always tired. And I'm just trying to catch up and pull myself together. I'm used to being in 10 different places at one time with 50 different
yeah.
people. And I can't keep doing that.
I told you. I'm telling you, man, I realized that, like, when I turned 30, I swear it was the first time I ever did it, but I took a whole week off. And I'm telling you, at that time, I was going hard. Like, I don't even remember really sleeping. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was studio, work studio, like, crazy. And I took a whole week off. Like, no phone, no nothing. I shut everything down for a week, and it changed my life.
Yeah. I mean, and no disrespect, because the reality is I just pissed some people off because they listening. And what this is the deal. I got love for you. I'm just not so quick to move like I used to move at the drop of a dime for any and everybody, because at the end of the day, you know,
you're responsible
you gotta
for
be,
you.
Yeah. Bottom line.
You can't let nobody else make their problem your problem.
Yeah, and I'm good for doing that.
Right.
You know, I'm good for making other people's problems my problem, because at the end of the day, you know, I typically can help. But the reality is again, we talked about it a few shows ago. Or maybe
yeah.
we didn't talk about it on the show. Maybe I talked about it with somebody off the air. But you attract certain people based on your personality and your giftings. Again,
exactly.
Domare, you know, a giver. I consider myself also to be a giver, you know. And CeeLo, you're a giver. I've heard, you know, you talk about some of the situations you've responded to. But guess what? Giving people attract neediness.
Needy people, yes, horribly. And the thing is, you know what? It's crazy because you can catch yourself. I swear, every time I come into a situation like that, I feel like I'm at the top. You know how they do the snowboarding? I feel like I'm at the top of the hill listening to their story. And it's, and it's like they drawing me in. I'm sliding down the snow thing. It's like, and at some point I got to throw the stick down and stop myself from sliding. Like, hold on.
Yeah, and for people who like, you know, what are you talking about? Nobody needs you. I mean, I'm going to tell you something. It's not just financial. You know, I'm talking
right.
emotional neediness,
yeah.
you know, mental neediness.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not just always financial. You know, some people are self-sufficient, but they're emotionally on E, you know? And
well, like,
I learned. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. You learn.
No, I mean, you just have to learn not to make everybody's problems your problems. And for me, I'm drained. I'm drained by a lot of different things, and I'm just trying to take this weekend. And I came off definitely like a grumpy old grandpa, and I never want to sound like Toya because she sounds like a grumpy old grandma all the time. So I'm just playing. I just want to be refilled this weekend, you know, with some R&R, some peace and quiet. So I'm going to take that time and fill myself back up. That's really all I'm saying. You're inside the Friday Night Cypher. Hey, we appreciate you for rocking with us. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Enjoy the extra time, you know, but don't just party all weekend. Take some time for yourself. You know,
like, yeah, this should be weekend four. I'm looking forward to the sand. I made my decision of what I'm going to do. But, yeah, sand and water, here I come. I don't care if I sleep on the beach the weekend. I'm telling you.
Right. Well, see, here in Florida, I may not make it to the beach, but what I do, I'm telling you, I've been on a refill movement. You know, I hit the pool at 7
yeah.
o'clock in the morning and swim from 7 to 8:30, and I'm good as the sun is rising. Because here
right.
in Florida, the beach is not the place to be unless you want to be with 3 million people. All
right.
the beaches in Florida are loaded. People have come from other parts of the country, the world, to our beaches here, so they can have it this weekend. You know, I'll you know, enjoy it. 917-889-3926. Hey, we love you. Rocking with us. Hey, this is the Craig Lewis Band. Real life. DM Hot Radio Live.
Sahara, because when I was in, like, when we were out in the desert, and it was just like so beautiful, and I was like, I'll name my child Sahara. But then I thought about it, I was like, I don't want her to get joked, you know, throughout school. So
Samara. So maybe you're prophetic. Maybe you're prophetic and you don't even know it.
I do know it, but you know, I told somebody. I think I told Didi. I said they don't believe you unless you know, you got a title in front of your name or you're drunk. You know, like people
Stop.
Don't listen unless you're drunk.
When you say, what do you mean? When you're
what?
Drunk.
No. I'm saying, like, really, like, you know how people say, a drunk man's, you know, tongue speaks, you know, honesty or whatever. Or, like, if a pastor says something, you know, pastors, you know, speaks to someone. I'm not going to say not everybody believes it, but, I mean, I know there are people who know and seen things, you know, that I can't.
Okay, so you know what? Listen, yeah. I think that's a great segue into something that I didn't talk about, right? But I never want to be hypocritical. Again, I'm one of the realest people. I'm so real. Real with myself and real with, and real with others, to sometimes to my detriment. But you just said drunk, and then you talk about pastors. So I want to get some perspective here before we get into another story hot in the press this week. Has anyone ever heard of Bishop Randy White?
That name sounds familiar.
Toya Odomare, Bishop Randy White. Have you heard that name before?
Randy White, no.
No, I have not.
Can't say that I have.
Bishop Randy White is the ex-husband of Pastor Paula White.
Okay.
And Bishop Randy White has been going through a whole lot over the last 2 years. He lost his daughter to brain cancer after his wife filed for a divorce, after the Senate of the United States of America launched a probe against him in which he was found innocent, and a whole bunch of other personal issues, back to back to back, the loss of the church. He stepped down out of his senior pastor role and gave the church to Paula White. That's what made her return to Tampa, Florida from New York City, in which she had launched a ministry. However, she was living out in Texas. All of these life circumstances, when you talk about a pastor and, you know, drinking, I think Bishop White has talked about drinking in the past. And recently, over this past weekend, he was arrested on a DUI.
Wow.
And it was all over the news here in Florida. He's a national, international figure. He has celebrity friends in all arenas of industry. I mean, he's a big deal. He's wealthy. And my question, you know, and not necessarily a question, because I've kind of come to peace with it, and I think that's why I didn't talk about it this week. I was processing. In my heart, I was processing. But at the end of the day, I've come to the conclusion, regardless of who you are, regardless of what you do, sometimes life's circumstances can bring you down and take you under.
Yeah.
And life and God has a way of humbling us, you know, and sometimes he will humble us publicly to humiliate us, to bring us back down to where we were. Because sometimes money can take us somewhere mentally, or so we think, you know, that'll jolt us a little bit. I personally think that he's been publicly humiliated, you know, and sometimes you need that humiliation in order to humble you, which is the root word of humiliation.
But the thing is, I was just going to say, the thing is that, you know, I don't feel like he should be humiliated because, first of all, he's human. Second of all,
no.
That's like saying,
come on now. I'm saying you in the news. I know what you're saying, that he shouldn't be humiliated, but it's embarrassing. And it's embarrassing to the people that are following you as a major leader. He should
right.
be humiliated.
Okay, but this is the thing, that how can anybody who hasn't gone anything help anybody get
through? This is not the first time. So how many times do you have to go through it? When you're standing in a pulpit preaching to people.
Until he learns his lesson. Whatever, maybe he's not learning his lesson. That's why he keeps getting put back in that situation. Maybe he's not getting what, you know what I'm saying? Maybe he's not getting out of it what he should be getting out of it. And he's responding the wrong way, so he's going to keep being thrown into those positions until he responds properly and learns his lesson. Once he learns his lesson, he'll be able to move on from that. And that's in all of us.
Absolutely. And for the most part, that's what I came to grips with within my spirit. But I think it's, you know, for somebody on the outside looking in, I get it. As somebody on the inside, a part of an organization, it's a struggle. It's a struggle because I am of the belief if I'm going to follow you as a leader myself, I'm a leader.
Right.
If I'm going to follow you as a leader, you're going to have to stand upright. I'm not following somebody who's preaching a contradictory message. And if you got to go through things, you should go through those things alone, not while
really?
Following people preaching a contradictory message. You can't,
really?
I mean, you know, yeah, really. That's just my perspective.
Right. And of course, by all means, no disrespect, and you're entitled to that. But, I mean, it's like, okay, not only is he a pastor who's fallen, he's also a parent, and parents do the same exact thing. You know what I'm saying? Like where they are doing one thing and telling their children the whole.
Let me tell you something. That's not my parents. I'm sorry.
Right.
My parents aren't telling me something and doing something different. That's not my parents, and I can tell you that for a fact.
But you know what? Prime example. The reason why, and it's crazy because like my
all
daughter.
All I'm saying is I know my parents aren't doing something contradictory to what they're telling me.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I know that for a fact. That's why I can take a position. That's how I was raised. You don't just tell somebody what to do and you do something else.
Right.
You have to be walking out what you're telling others to do. That's just how I was raised. Everybody wasn't raised that way, and I respect it. That's why for me, it was a struggle, and I had to process before I could talk about it.
Right.
Because guess what? You can't tell me that, you know, the people that Eddie Long didn't lose a lot of people over his struggle. How many times does he have to go through that before he get it right? Get out of here.
Right.
Get out of here.
917-889-3926.
And I love these debates because, again, it's all about perspective. You know, but for me, I just wanted to put that out there. And there's a lot of people, specifically in Florida, who may be listening, you know, and you know, this is a problem. This
right.
is a problem.
But then the thing with
you
Eddie
know.
Long, the thing is that those young men, like, even though the situation was, you know, a little absurd, well, no, it was absurd, however, those young men that spoke up became voices and, you know, and also
but it's wrong.
To do it.
It's wrong.
To step up and say it's okay to say that this someone did something wrong to you. They are examples. Just like he's an example of what not to do.
Right.
But they're the example.
But guess what? Just like you're saying,
though,
it's a lot of people that weren't moved by it.
Right.
They'll go down in their graves supporting them.
Right.
And guess what? I think they should. I'm still at my church. I'm still supporting my bishop. I came to grips with the fact that we can't be judgmental. But what we can't do is act like this is not a problem. This is a problem.
Of course not.
On to, hey, I feel like we need to do an official segue into this. That was kind of heavy right there. But guess what? You just helped me to get that off my chest. Here we go. Osama bin Laden in the photos, brains visible. The White House is reportedly locked. photos in which you can reportedly see the scumbag's brain. Hey, I didn't,
wow.
you know, I didn't choose the scumbag. I'm reading it.
Right.
Hey, I don't want to see that. I'm sorry.
Not at all. Like, please keep that where it is. Because the thing is this, it's going to incite more so than inform. Like, for real. I mean, like, it's too sensitive right now. And it's not about not being real. It's about, it's not the time for that right now. They need to finish whatever business they need to finish, get those troops out of there, get them, you know, the help that they need. You know what I'm saying? Like, they need to get them troops out of there first and then heal and all that stuff and let time pass over before they let all that out. I mean, because it's already animosity. It's a lot of tension already, you know what I'm saying, without the photos, just with the sheer knowledge of what has happened, you know. So, like, that would really be adding kerosene to the wood stove.
Yeah, I think, Domi Otoya, do you want to see those photos?
Yes. I like stuff like that.
Watch Faces of Death. You can get that all you want.
Huh?
I said, watch Faces of Death. You can get that all you want.
Yeah, I mean, I look at all that kind of stuff. I like all of that.
Nah, see, I think that's like gory, in my opinion. And
I like
blood,
gory
brain
stuff.
Wow.
Brain, gut, bones, meat hanging out of places.
Wow.
It should be.
Wow. Wow.
All of that.
Wow. Domir, you want to see those pictures?
No, I don't want to see them pictures. I'm a funk. I get to my body, certain body parts will start feeling kind of funny ways. And no, I can't. I don't want to see no blood, no guts, no brain, no nothing. I don't even like when I cut myself with a paper cut. Y'all better get out of here.
Oh, wow.
But that's what I wanted to do when I finished school. I wanted to work in the ER. That's what I wanted.
Mm-mm-mm.
Are you going to still do it?
No, I don't feel like finishing school now. I mean, I was in the ER. I just don't feel like finishing my three semesters of school.
You thought I was going to get you the American dream? Is that what it was?
Okay. Ooh, yeah, it's not happening.
Well, you found a better way, didn't you?
Yes, I did. We've already talked about that on a previous show. If you guys missed it, you can always find the podcast on Blog Talk Radio. /Mr. TMI Radio.
I love that.
No doubt. Hey, in the news, Donald Trump congratulates Obama. He actually says, in quote, "Job very well done." Even Donald Trump got to give credit where credit is due. And,
oh, my God.
Hey, he actually said, "Job well done, Mr. President." Trump, who was just shredded by Obama at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, issued a statement on Twitter saying, "I want to personally congratulate President Obama and the men and women of the armed forces for a job well done." You know, regarding their recent, you know, capture of Osama, the scumbag bin Laden.
Oh, wow. Did y'all know that there's a Barack Obama elementary school?
Did not know.
Yes, we saw it today. Yes, Barack
there
Obama.
There in Washington, D.C.?
In Maryland, actually.
Maryland, okay. Good deal.
Yeah. And
well,
I don't know.
I say,
like some kind of,
nice
it was
job,
like a back road, but yeah.
Mr. Trump. What you saying,
yes.
Like what?
Mm-hmm. I said it was on the. I said I don't know what street it was on. I said it was on the back roads, but it was like an elementary school and a middle school side by side. But it was it was Obama, Barack Obama Elementary School.
Yo,
yeah.
Barack, we behind you.
All the way.
I am absolutely trying to get President Barack Obama on this show as we gear up for the 2012 elections. I have worked for Mr. President when he was Mr. Senator. I headed national media for Barack Obama about 3 years ago. It was a very exciting time for the people here in Tampa, Florida. I had just arrived. And for those who do not know, Hack Media is a public relations production company, and we actually work with Senator Obama and help them to conquer Florida. So we're trying to get him on the show along with other Congress people and, you know, political powerhouses who will be supporting the presidential election come 2012. Mr. Trump added in his Twitter blast, "I am so proud to see Americans standing shoulder to shoulder, waving the American flag in celebration of this great victory." Big up to you, Mr. Trump. You know, I like Donald Trump only for the Celebrity Apprentice. I would not like Donald Trump as my president.
I don't know.
But that's my perspective.
I'd like him to be on, like,
create a lot of jobs.
Board or something.
What'd you say?
I said I'd like him to be, like, on the financial board or something.
Yeah, I think he'd create a lot of jobs. But, you know, I'm thinking morality of the country going straight to hell. And we already in a bad place.
Though. Oh, my gosh. Did y'all watch the Oprah finale?
No.
Oprah is, like, the best S's. She took her, she picked, like, 300, you know, selected guests to, you know, be at her last show, her last show premiere, as she called it. And she took the entire, she took the entire audience to Australia.
Took them back?
Huh?
They went back to Australia?
No. I'm saying, no, I was asking, did y'all watch it?
Oh.
Yeah, but I thought she said on the show that there were no gifts, no cards, nothing special. It was just her.
No, that Australia show, that was a previous show.
No, she's the last show. Didn't you just say the last show, CeeLo?
She said the finale.
She had the people, because she had Gail show up at, like, I think some of these people in Boston, Massachusetts, or whatever. She had Gail pop up on them and had them, they gave them a road trip. They thought they were going to go on a road trip just from Boston to Chicago, just, you know, to be at the taping. So they thought they were going to the hotel. They got them in the truck. Her whole crew had set her backstage up like a parking garage. So when the ladies thought they were going to the hotel.
Yeah, that was a previous show. I actually seen a clip of that.
That wasn't the finale.
Yeah, no.
Why was she crying? Why was Paul Simon up there? And that was when he was 25 years.
Yeah, they did a clip. That was a clip.
They were doing clips.
Probably.
Because the very last show, there were no guests. The very last show on Wednesday, there were no guests. It was just Oprah talking to the audience, and that's it. No guests. She said no surprises, no gifts, no trips, no cars. It was just her and her audience.
Well, I didn't see it.
Okay.
I don't really.
Well, okay.
You know.
Well, the show I watched last night. Last night, they didn't know they were getting, they all got iPhones, they got a trip to Australia, and
that's old.
A whole trip from Boston to Chicago.
You sticking to that old show as the finale. Wow. 917-889-6926.
They made me watch it. You know what I saw?
Wow. Inside the Friday Night Cypher. Wow. Hey, do not drink and drive. We need you alive, you know. Don't believe that everything happens, you know, for a reason. So we quote that and we quote that and we quote that till we really believe it. Everything happens for a reason. Hey, that might be somewhat true, but it happens because of the decisions and the actions you took. If you didn't drink and drive, you wouldn't get a DUI. If you don't drink and drive, you can't kill people and shorten their life. Everything doesn't necessarily happen for a reason. Everything happens because people make decisions that bring about the reality of it. Stop just thinking that everything happens for a reason. People just don't die because. People die sometimes at their own mishap or other people's mishap. Let's make better decisions, my friend. Let's fill ourselves up with more positivity, knowledge, and wisdom. You know, life is what we make it. You get out what you put in. You can, you know, make everything philosophical and, you know, believe in your mind that it is what it is. But see, it only is that way based on your experiences and what you know. If you were raised in a different household, you'd think differently. If you were raised in a different household, you wouldn't have been in that situation.
Right.
That's the reality. You're inside the Friday Night Cypher.
Everything's relative.
Everything is relative. Thank you very much. Relative to what you know and your situation. So guess what? What do we want? You can only give us what you know.
Exactly.
But if you had gone to Harvard instead of Norfolk State University, your situation would be different. And
exactly.
I'm speaking to myself.
And a lot of other people out there.
Yeah. Hey, but life is what you make it. And you got to, you know, accept it and thank God. But where do you want to go? What do you want to do? What do you want to have? The reality is, guess what? Only 10 out of 100 people can answer that question. Only
right.
10 out of 100 people know
what they want.
People don't think about things like that. But the reality is, think about what you want. Not what your mama want, or your daddy
right.
want, your girlfriend or your boyfriend, your cousin, your best friend. I mean, what do you want? Think about it. And then how do you get it? How do you acquire it? 917-893-926. We got 8 minutes left in the show. Hey, we want to help you. Thank you for riding with us. Law, slow it down. TM Hammer Radio Live.
Gas him up, Law. Gas him up,
hey.
Law. Let's go.
Excuse
Let's go.
Me, miss. I seen you from afar, and I would have been a fool not to find out who you are. See me, they call me Law, but you can call me yours. I pull out your chair, I open all your doors. See, I'm a street nigga, but for you, I be a gentleman in your high-heel boots. You the truth, ma, you killing them. And your jeans is painted on. What is that, Darion? Hope you got some time, cause if you don't mind, I'ma carry on. I ain't tryna blow your head up, just to pick your legs up. But you look high maintenance, that's okay, I got my bread up. Your boyfriend got you pissed off, my girl, she got me fed up. I need something new, and so do you too. I don't know where you're from, but you came from out the blue. And if this is high school, I would ask to go with you. What's that? Seen that you smile. Yeah, you play hard to get, but I got you now. Hey.
Every time, put a rush on me, get it over with. What if I just know what you like, and it feels right, then it's over with. What if I don't call you back, prove you right, all is left, just one night.
Baby, we should slow it down, slow it down.
So we can slow it down, but why wait around? I've been waiting all my life, my angel finally came down. Don't know what you did with the key, but you got a lock on me. I treat you like a woman, he treats you like property. But he don't even know that he just sold you. You can lay on top of me and I'ma just hold you. We ain't gotta do nothing, nah, we can chill. But you might feel something moving, my dick can't sit still. Just being real, I do wanna drill. But you worth the wait, so wait for you, I will. But when you give it to my baby, I'ma go crazy. Earthquake, the pussy, knock the walls down like hate it. Give it to you right, so I can get it daily. Plus every night, yeah, that'll be crazy. I can transform you, turn you to my lady. Yes, me, hell yeah, no, me, baby.
Put a rush on me, get it over with. What if I just know what you like, and it feels right, then it's over with. What if I don't call you back, prove you right, all is left, just one night.
Baby, we should slow it down, slow it down.
Hey, yeah, it's Love, a.k.a.
DM Hunter Radio Live. I don't know who that was.
Laura, slow it down.
Oh, slow it down. Okay, yeah, I didn't catch that. Excuse me. My apologies. Well, okay, so everyone knows who I am. Madam CeeLo Boston, right? So what I'm going to do is share some poetry with you. This one is called Inhale. Short and sweet, as always. Okay, so inhale. Inhale the positive. Exhale the negative. Open my eyes without fear of losing sight, hoping one day to see that light. Outstretch my arms to better take in the energy, freeing my heart and soul, hoping to feel synergy. Spreading my legs apart to give birth to the world, thanking the creator for boys and girls. Planting my feet on solid ground, and wondering why I'm spiraling down. When things are good, I feel the worst. That's when I'm stressed, and that's when I curse. And the heavens open up and shine, and the sun shines on me, taking me home and setting me free. I'm at peace in chaos. Peace.
At peace in chaos. TM Hyman Radio Live. Madam CeeLo Boston.
Yes.
Charlotte representa. And you know what? The reality is, a lot of people are at peace in chaos. I think that's a prolific statement you just made. I think I had, and I'm proud to be able to say had, I had become conditioned to operate in chaos and be at peace.
Right.
I've stepped out of that.
Right.
And I never want to come off to be too preachy, right? But this is experience that I really don't mind sharing. Many of us are caught up in chaos. We don't want to be there. We don't know how to get out of it.
Right.
You have to, one, recognize that you're there, which is half the battle. You know, then the other half is, now that you're there, how do you get out? Sometimes it's equivalent to being in a gang with the Crips or the Bloods. You can't get out.
Right.
Or you can't see yourself out. But I'm here to tell you there's always a way out.
Yes, sir. If I can be sitting here talking to you, there is a way out.
No, this is Real Talk Radio, and this is the realest thing I've said in a long time. What you just said is real. You know, people are at peace in chaos. And inside this cipher, this Memorial Day weekend, I just challenge you all to relax, reflect, and release. That's what I'm doing this weekend. I'm trying to get refilled simply by relaxing, reflecting, and releasing. God bless you all. We appreciate your love and support. Continue to support us as we support you. Follow us on Twitter, TM Hyman Radio Live, you know, at Twitter, TM Hyman Radio. Actually, it's TM Hyman Radio. Excuse me, TM Hyman Radio. I'm being corrected. TM Hyman Radio at Twitter, TM Hyman Radio. Follow us, join our group on Facebook, TM Hyman Radio Live. TM Hyman Radio Live on Facebook, TM Hyman Radio on Twitter. Thanks. Angels, take us home.
Hey, whatever you do, do it well, be safe, don't drink and drive, and, yeah.
And be a blessing.
Be a blessing. Hey, don't drink and drive, folks, you know, specifically if you're a pastor or a bishop.
Serious, I mean it. When it comes to your defenseless, defend me. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TMPM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TCPM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.